The Wild Card. 7 Steps to an Educator's Creative Breakthrough. Authors: Hope King and Wade King. Creativity is in the air. No matter what subject or grade you teach, you can make your classroom a vibrant, creative space. We hope the following steps will lead you outside your comfort zone and toward a creative breakthrough. Step 1. Awareness. Do your students want to be in your classroom, or do they merely have to be there? If your students are not engaged, or you're not getting results, then it's time to muster up the no-excuses mindset. One place to start is by reflecting on your why. What's your why? There's a lot of reasons why people choose education as a career. Some people decide to teach because they have a strong interest in math or history or science and want to immerse themselves into the topic. Some people want to be teachers because they love kids, and some people see teaching mainly as a paycheck and a retirement plan. Do any of those scenarios reflect your own reason for becoming a teacher? Has your why changed since you made this initial career choice? Maybe it's time to reevaluate your purpose. When teachers don't have a strong why in the face of all new demands, their desire to be strong, effective educators starts to evaporate. Furthermore, your why as a teacher drives your students' educational why. Your job is to provide those kids with their own reason and purpose for sitting in a classroom from kindergarten through 12th grade. Step 2. Desire. If you are feeling the urge to challenge yourself to make even one small change, that's a sign of desire. What can you do to act on that desire? There are 3 starting points. 1. A smile. A smile is a way of setting the vibe in your classroom and showing your interest in your students. It helps you build positive relationships with them because it makes you open and accessible. Passion. If you're not selling your content as fun and exciting, your students are not buying it. You don't necessarily have to be passionate about fractions, or irregular verbs, or the chemical properties of all the elements, but you do have to be passionate about the way you present the material. Enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is external. It is the way you reveal your internal passion to people around you. It's the zeal and zest in your voice and the pep in your step. It's the way you show your students the value in the content. Your personal brand of enthusiasm is unique to you. Step 3. Reflection. Getting started on the creative path involves reflecting on the past. Take inventory of the skills you've acquired, hobbies you've pursued, goals you've reached, trips you've taken, and topics that interest you. This path isn't about educational content, but rather the delivery method. And since creative delivery drives engagement, you'll need to identify and develop the creative delivery style that works best for you. What kind of changes are you ready to make? As you contemplate your vision for change, spend some time reflecting on the factors that will influence your path. This includes the following elements. Your personality. Reflect on the pace that will allow you to grow and stretch without tremendous amounts of stress. Consider how you bounce back from mistakes and disappointments. Do you think of yourself as a competitive person? If so, realize that you're measuring your progress and growth against your past efforts, going for your personal best. Reflect on any habits that tend to turn into self-sabotage, like perfectionism, and realize the goal is progress and not perfection. The grade and subjects you teach. Younger kids are often the easiest to engage, but teens are more of a challenge. Still, if you cannot wow middle schoolers with wonder, you can surprise them with the unexpected. Your classroom culture. Are your students accountable to each other as well as to you? Do you all function well as a team? Or can you put more effort into cultivating relationships? Think of your classroom culture in terms of respect, manners, tolerance, and acceptance of differences. Do you create opportunities for them to learn about one another and collaborate in positive ways? Do you model what positive interaction looks like? Students' demographics and interests. Reflect on how your students' demographics and interests will shape your engagement efforts and how you'll build relationships based on who they are and what they're interested in. Even if your students and their families are different from you, you can learn from one another and build relationships based on those differences. Your mindset. Making mistakes and pushing through roadblocks is part of your path. You can model the growth mindset for your students by letting them see you take on challenges and try on the no excuses mindset. Step 4. Engagement. Worksheets don't create memorable learning experiences or lifelong learners. Instead, they are boring and lead to tuned out kids who'd rather be doing anything else. So, let us focus our time and energy on real engagement. We've broken down engagement into 3 essential ingredients to make the concept easier to digest. 1. Expectations. Before you start experimenting with creative instructional strategies, you absolutely must lay a strong foundation by setting your expectations for your students' behavior. It's not enough to set rules. You also must enforce them consistently. Whatever expectation or rule you implement, whether it's respecting the speaker, the way students answer questions, or how they respond to criticism, it's never going to work without consistency. Environment. One way to foster engagement through the classroom environment is what we call a classroom transformation. This is where we bring in props, backdrops, sound effects, and whatever else we need to magically transport the students to a whole different environment, like a sandy beach, a spy lab, or an animal safari. One teacher implemented the Jurassic World transformation in relevance to science content about animal classifications, adaptations, life cycles, food webs, and food chains. In order to escape from Jurassic World, 6th grade students had to complete a series of math challenges. Empowerment. Lessons and activities that foster self-discovery and meaningful involvement are fundamentally important to empowerment. We're especially passionate about creating a learning environment based on inquiry. Whenever possible, design lesson plans that let students research, experiment, test things out, or use the scientific method to solve problems. Let them role-play in activities like mock trials. Step 5. Authenticity. Your go-to thing is something you love to do or something you are good at. It might be a talent, skill, hobby, or just an interest you want to indulge. Maybe you already know what your go-to thing is. But if not, you can reflect on your learning style as a starting point to figure out your interests and how they might relate to creative classroom activities. For example, an elementary school teacher, Mary, loved gardening. Her classroom was a cheerful place, with African violets blooming on the windowsill and philodendron vines trailing down the side of her desk. She had no trouble pairing her content with her passion. Her students germinated bean seeds into edible sprouts. They fed tiny bits of hamburger to a Venus flytrap. They even studied the life cycle of butterflies by watching it happen right in front of their eyes. Mary's students had many fun learning experiences under a gifted educator who knew how to apply her love of all things green and growing to elementary education. Step 6. Grit. Your creative path is a journey, and that means there are roadblocks along the way. The barriers usually fall into 2 main categories, personal and systemic. Personal barriers include all of those life gets in the way kind of things. Everyone has individual struggles. But you cannot let them become an excuse to lose your enthusiasm. You can handle your obstacles only when you set your mind to it. It may not be easy, but if you face those hurdles now, you'll find triumph just down the road, in the form of engaged students. Systemic barriers include all frustrating teacher problems that pop up in today's education system and make you want to bang your head on your desk. The following three are the most frustrating. Budget constraints. It's okay to cut corners because the kids don't notice small imperfections. If you do something different, that's what kids will notice. If you have a great idea, come up with the minimum supply list you need and figure out a way to get those things. Check your closets and ask your neighbors and friends if they have any of the things you need. Many people will be all in when it comes to helping you make magic for your students. Standardized testing. Since you are now working within a no-excuses mindset, you can view standardized testing as a challenge. If you use your time wisely during the year and get your student engaged to the point where you can teach quickly and rigorously, the nerve-wracking last-minute reviews become a thing of the past. As a teacher, you're like a track and field coach. You prepare your students as best you can, and then turn that race over to them. When you have this mentality about required assessments, you are likely to find that your test scores and your students will grow beyond your expectations. Scripted curriculum or standards. Look at your curriculum as a roadblock with a detour just waiting to be discovered. Start small. Change just one thing at a time. If your admin is okay with music and songs in the classroom, start there and write lyrics to make your content memorable. If your admin is okay with games, make that your key strategy for reviews. Prove yourself. Once you can show results, you are likely to gain your admin's support. Step 7. Persistence. Making magic takes a village. It's great to start with your classroom, but you can also go beyond those classroom walls and include your colleagues. As creativity gets easier for you, invite another teacher to partner with you and co-teach a lesson together, or lend materials you've made to a colleague. Sometimes the best way to get others on board is to ask them for help. You may not need assistance at all, but when you ask for help, you give others sense of purpose. They get a little taste of what you're doing and have a sense of ownership in your creative project. Final words. Your classroom is your stage. Be the teacher who fills your students with curiosity and excitement. Make them want an encore. Give them a reason to never forget. Live it crazy and be the wild card that changes the game for them.